30 days, there's a man, we normally call him Fujoni. He was returning from a funeral, so from a town near our hometown called Klonu. So on his way, he passed through the Galo town. And then he was from Galo town, he was going to his place, which is called Sota. So on his way, he couldn't reach home. Sunday morning, he was found dead in the water. We have a lake in the town. He was found dead in the water. So after bringing him out, you see that there are wounds all over his body, indicating that he was killed and then being dumped into the water. His shorts was found somewhere. His slippers was also found somewhere. Apart from that, just this Monday, dawn for yesterday, a driver and his mate was returning from Galo Sota towards Dabala. So getting to our junction, the main junction, they were attacked by two people who were also having a car. So the driver and his mate were able to overcome them. One person ran away and the other person was arrested by the truck driver and his mate. And they were using a car. And as I speak to you now, the car they were using has been collected from them. The car is being parked in the house of the Galo Sota.
In the house of who?
The chief of the town.
So am I to get it that you want to suggest that what is happening there is a sort of ritual killings?
Yeah, that's how we have to put it. Because it's very serious. The people in the town are afraid for their lives. They can't go and do anything just to find their daily bread. Because the main occupation in the town is fishing and fetching of firewood. If they wake up dawn, they go to fetch firewood. Before you realize the person is there, they'll find him in the water, they'll find her in the water. It's continuous. Last month, the same thing happened. And this month, just Saturday. And then Monday, if it had not been the intervention of God, the truck driver and his mate would have also been killed.
Do you people in the town have an idea as to who are the people behind this kind of activity?
We can't run away from the truth. We think there are people in the town who bring outsiders to come and help them perpetrate that act.
And have you reported the incident to the police, and what are they doing about it?
The police have been involved so many times. The suspects will be arrested, and before you see, they will be released, and they will be working freely in the town. And those who even make the report, the suspect will come back to them and be threatening them.